So today I'm interviewing Rick Amey. Rick Amey is a professional drummer, professional guitar player, vocalist, and we're going to talk about Rick's career. Singer-songwriter, sure. Let's go way back. First of all, musicians, music, it kind of runs into family, right? I mean, you have a brother that plays as well.
Yeah, it runs right back to my 93-year-old grandmother.
Okay.
Into the mother.
Yeah.
She sang, they sang. I never knew she sang, though, until I talked to my grandmother, almost 90 years of age. My mother passed away, and then...
Oh, wow, okay.
Anyway, so Dad, he just kind of pounded around on instruments, like acoustic, and he played trumpet. And
right.
Never really went for it. And three boys, picked it up.
So then, at some point in time, you got into the drums.
Well, back when I was 7 years old, I wanted to play in the drums. And my brother would kick my butt out of the basement room. He didn't want me on the drums, so it took me all the way till I was 14 to get my first pair of sticks and a practice pad. Of course, I played on the drum, on the pillows, played to Kiss music.
Right.
And then it wouldn't be till I went to high school, about 16, 17, played in band class. The teacher did not like me because I wouldn't play the beat right. I always wanted to play like jazzy stuff. It wouldn't be till I was 21 years old, bought my first kit, went back to Kingston, and spent hours and hours and hours in small rooms drumming. Ended up in London, Ontario, 8 to 18 hours a day. Finally, after about 3 years, I was right up with the big ones, ready to rock.
Let's start around Wicked Angel time.
Wicked Angel, I was just starting to get all right with the drums at that point. Figured that talent wasn't happening in Kingston, I'd buzz off back to Windsor and see what was on. Found an ad in a paper, Jeff. I went down, and they had a great drummer. I don't know why they wanted to replace him. And so they put me in the bill. We took off, left the town, and ended up in London, Ontario. Started the band, Wicked Angel. Practiced, did one show. Booking agency told us we were too heavy, and Jeff and the bass player wimped out, and they came back to Windsor. And they kicked butt when they got back here. From what I hear, Wicked Angels made quite the explosion on the face of Windsor back in the 80s, apparently.
So then after Wicked Angel, you did. What did you do? Some of the notable bands you were in, and also talk about some of the drum contests and things that you were in, because you really took that to the extreme.
I never went drum contest.
Bands.
I went straight to the basement, got a house, went right straight to the basement. And I was practicing everything from 5:30 right through on till like 11 o'clock at night. That was on the practice kit and on the big kit all day for like a year and a half, 18 hours a day. Oh, long story short, I got 50,000 hours in the drumming and 50,000 hours in the songwriting.
Wow.
For practice, or for experience. That's not counting time out playing.
Right.
It's 100,000 hours in a 27-year period of my music career. So for all you guys out there, you know, it doesn't take that long. They say 7,000 hours and a musician's ready to go, but...
What was most of the stuff that you were playing? Rock? Metal? Were you doing some tribute stuff? What were you doing?
Yeah, we did some tribute. Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix. All the rock stuff. Everything from rock blues to Robin Trower to David Roth to Aerosmith to... You name it, ZZ Top, the whole kit and caboodle. Oh.
So then, as awesome as you were on the drums, at some point in time, you kind of put that on hold, and you got into singing songwriting with the guitar.
After 10 years of go go go, I guess you could say I didn't really burn myself out, but it was a go 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 thing, and I just dabbled. I got into jazz, funk, and fusion. That's as high as you can go, and then I started doing show drumming. Standing up, playing forward and backwards, spinning the sticks, crisscrossing.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, is the contest thing. It wasn't contest, but it was show drumming.
Yeah,
so
show drumming.
A lot of showmanship.
Yeah, I was spinning the sticks. I do some tricks that I've never seen anybody in the world do. So when I go back drumming one day, I haven't died drumming. I've got plans to go back, but right now it's... And so after 10 years of that, and a year and a half of a cover band called Face First, I don't know, something inside, that little voice said, okay, it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. Sold all the drums. All I got left was my drum practice sticks, and bought myself. Actually, I went and bought a keyboard, a workstation at first, and was doing all that, writing the songs. And thought, this is way too much work. I want to simplize it. I want acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I want to learn the basic chords and to accompany the lyric and vocal, eh? So when I'm running around the stage, I got room to do shows. Eh?
Sure.
Put the guitar in the air and between the legs, do all the show stuff instead of be concentrating on lead work. So I just went simple with the guitar.
And yet, that's an acoustic guitar you're talking about, too.
Acoustic.
So that's quite a show for an acoustic guitar player.
That's a quart acoustic.
Sure. Five string.
Five string, Rick Amy here.
Rick Amy special.
Really going to be, hopefully.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so what have you been doing? I mean, I know you've been pretty much locked away doing some major, major songwriting. And is that the point that you've come to now? Is you're pretty much ready to sign a record deal, pretty much ready to get on the road and do some playing? What's going on now?
2004 came. I came back to Kingston, straightened up my brain, because it was 18 years of partying. 6.5 years of songwriting. Basically sat in the basement, once again hibernating. 15 of those 17 years have been spent hibernating, writing. The last 6.5 years I've written 250 songs. I got more songs than I'll ever need, although the love is songwriting, it'll always go on. But yeah, now that I've got that, I rehearse now 9-12 song sets, 7.5 hours to do that. I got a 1 hour mix set. I'm ready to sign a deal. I'm heading to Toronto and I'm looking to sign a deal. So, you know, long story short, you know, you got $1 million advance, well, you know, you'll get me, but if you don't, I'm just kidding with you.
I was getting ready to pull out the wallet.
$1 million.
I'll sign them.
I'm ready to say $1 million. I'm worth $1 million signed on the spot with the songs I got. They're going to make hundreds of millions, eh? But things are different right now in the industry, eh? So you can't be showboat and trying to get that kind of money. To get a deal with somebody, with an indie to get started, that's the most important thing right now, is to get somebody interested in your music.
Sure, as long as somebody's paying the bill, I guess, and putting you out playing in front of people and having your music available in some recorded format, I think it's going to be a great thing. And I've heard some of your stuff. And where can people check this stuff out? Can they get to your MySpace page to take a look?
They can hear some earlier demo stuff there.
Okay.
That stuff was just hacked together and that. This new stuff, they won't hear that until it's done, until somebody puts the money into it, eh?
Right. So what's the MySpace? MySpace.com/ Rick Amy?
RA Canada.
RA Canada. Rick Amy Canada. RA.
You just go to MySpace and punch in Rick Amy, you'll find it. That's just demo stuff, eh?
All right, yeah, it's sort of a back catalog of some demo stuff, but at least people can check things out there. You can take a look at it. I think you have some lyrics there. You got a few songs up there. Yeah, I think you have some video there.
Yeah, there's an old video there, too. Vocals have changed, though. I've brought things down. I'm in for you guitar players out there. I'm using the root and third now. I used to go up fifth there, and that was just, I brought the vocal down so it's easier on the throat, and basically that's the most common move is the first and third, so.
Okay.
For you guys that understand that. And yeah, so the vocals aren't so way up there. As time goes by, the vocals are way up there, but that's all dropped, eh? More control, and it's just better sounding altogether.
Sounds good, and really appreciate you taking the time to be interviewed here with Big JD. And maybe in closing the interview here, I ask you what kind of advice you might give somebody that's kind of starting out as a young guitar player, maybe into acoustic guitar, singing, songwriting. What kind of advice would you give them starting out? Young kid, maybe.
First of all, it's, what is it, June 5th, 2010. The best advice I can give to you is take every opportunity that comes to you and follow that opportunity. Don't let fear stop you from any opportunity, because every opportunity leads you somewhere. And it may not seem like it's going anywhere. It might be going left field. Go left field. You don't have to put your whole life into that left field turn, but just go there and find out. You'll know right away. Most important, listen to that feeling. You'll know it in your gut, eh? You'll feel it, but don't give up opportunities because of fear. That's the number one thing that holds people back from anything in life is fear.
Well, sounds good, Rick. I really appreciate your taking the time to be interviewed, and wish you all the success that
you
deserve.
Well, I thank you very much, too. Just kidding.
Thanks.
Yeah, hey, all the best. God bless you all. Peace, love, and happiness to you and the world. Let's rock.